これからリスニングテストを始めます。それではリスニングテストのページを開いてください。このテストには2つのパートがあります。パート1ではカンバセーション、パート2ではモノログが流れてきます。では、パート1の説明をいたします。パート1には、問い35から問い58までの問題があります。それぞれの会話に対して、1つまたは2つの質問が流れます。会話と質問を聞き、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。会話を聞きながら、メモを取っても構いません。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Listen and Comprehension Part 1 Conversations Conversation 35
Hi Mina, how was your English class this morning?
Great! We mostly practiced listening and speaking again.
Don't you find it hard to speak in English to your classmates?
No, we support each other, so it's very easy, I think.
Question 35. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 36.
Okay, class, time's up. Please hand in your quizzes.
Oh, no. Excuse me, professor.
Is something wrong?
I forgot to write my name on my quiz paper.
Question 36. What does the man want to do? Conversation 37.
Let me repeat that. You want a large pepperoni, mushroom, and sausage pizza on regular crust. Oh, did you want to order something else?
No, thank you. Could you have it ready in about 45 minutes from now?
That's about 6:45, correct? It's $30 when you come to pick it up.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Question 37. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 38.
Where are you planning to live after you graduate from university? I will probably live at home.
Me too. It's really expensive to live in the city. I want to save some money for a few years.
That's smart. But will you pay rent? You'll have a job, right?
I plan to have a job. My mom said I could live at home, but she wants me to pay money for food, water and electricity.
Question 38. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 39.
It is so hot today. This can mean only one thing.
I completely agree. Global warming is true. I saw a TV program about that yesterday.
You are too serious. It means that we need to eat ice cream.
I completely agree with that, too. It also means that you're paying for mine, right?
Okay, I can do that.
Question 39. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 40.
It was so sunny today. I'm afraid I may have gotten a sunburn.
Oh, that's too bad. You should put on some sunscreen next time.
Yes, I will next time. I just love long walks on the beach.
Me too. I love hunting for unusual shells.
Question 40. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 41.
What did you do on the weekend?
I went to see a soccer game on Sunday.
How was it?
It was great. My favorite team won, 2-1.
Question 41. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 42.
There's going to be a charity event at school this weekend. Are you coming?
I don't know. Are you?
Yes, I am. I'm selling hot dogs at one of the food stands. You should come.
Okay. I will if the weather is good.
Question 42. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 43.
We're planning to go to the new Vietnamese restaurant tomorrow night. Would you like to join us?
Thanks, but I have a dentist appointment.
What time is your appointment?
Well, it's at 4 in the afternoon, but I'm not sure if I can enjoy food after having a tooth taken out.
That sounds serious. Please take care.
Question 43. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman? Conversation 44.
Wow, what a beautiful sunset behind Mount Fuji.
Yes, this painting is often shown in books in Japan.
It makes me want to climb it.
We can do that next summer if you like.
Question 44. Which one of the statements is correct about the man and the woman? Conversation 45.
Excuse me, is there an ATM near here?
An ATM? Yes, there's one behind the bakery over there.
Where?
There, Can you see the blue sign?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Question 45. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 46.
I hear your son is going to Canada to study for a year.
Yes, he'll be going on an exchange program. His university has a student exchange agreement with the University of Quebec in Montreal.
Isn't that a French language university?
It is, but they have a good English language program as well.
Question 46. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 47.
Dan plays the piano so well.
I know. He's really talented, isn't he?
Yes. Is he going to attend a music school?
Maybe not. His father wants him to be a doctor, not a pianist.
Question 47. Which one of the statements is correct about Dan? Conversation 48.
Are you free this Friday?
I should be. Why do you ask?
I'm wondering if you could help me with my history report.
Sure. Where shall we meet? At the library?
The library sounds good. Thanks.
Question 48. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 49.
I heard Tomomi was taken to a hospital this morning. Did you know that?
No. Is she okay?
I'm not sure. We had dinner together last night, and she was okay then.
Hope it's nothing serious. If you see her, wish her well.
Yes, I will.
Question 49. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 50.
Where did you say your hometown was?
I don't think I told you, but it's a small town just north of Morioka.
Is that near Hokkaido?
Well, it is in northeastern Japan, but still very far from Hokkaido, at least 2 or 3 hours on the Shinkansen.
Question 50. Which one of the statements is correct about the man? Conversation 51.
I read that sleeping well makes us smarter because our brains repeat learning in our sleep.
That sounds logical. They say a healthy body makes a healthy mind, and sleep is important.
I had always thought that sleep was a waste of time, but I guess I was wrong. I'll try to sleep more.
Well, now you can enjoy making up for lost sleep, and sleep longer and become smarter.
Question 51. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 52.
Did you say you were going to Tokyo this weekend?
No. I'm going to Tottori to see the sand dunes and the beautiful coastline.
Cool. You have friends in Tottori, don't you?
Yes, a few. But I also have some business to do there.
Question 52. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 53.
You looked a little tired in class, Alan. Is everything going okay?
Well, I had to work until late last night, and I couldn't get enough sleep.
Oh, again? You can't keep doing this. I'd look for a new job if I were you.
You're right. I guess I should.
Question 53. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 54.
It's so hot today.
According to the weather report, this is only the beginning.
What? I guess it's time to buy an air conditioner.
Oh, I can't believe you don't have one yet.
Question 54. Which one of the statements is correct? Long conversations. Long conversation 1.
I need to get a new notebook for English vocabulary.
Wow. Did you already fill up the last one?
I write in it every day. There are so many new words to learn.
Well, we could stop by the mall. Or there's a shop at the station.
The mall has more choices. Do you have time to go there with me?
Let me call my mom and see if it's okay. She's at home making dinner now.
Okay. I'll wait over there by the bus stop.
Thanks for waiting. She said she'd save me something for later.
Okay. Let's go.
Question 55. What will the man and the woman do next? Question 56. Where will the woman eat dinner? Long conversation 2.
What club activities are you doing next year at your university?
I'll tutor first-year students in English and help with the school festival. I wish I could do more.
Well, what do you like to do? How about soccer? You played in high school.
I'm tired of it. I had a lot of fun cycling this summer.
I remember. Is there a cycling club at school that you could join?
Not that I know of. A few of my friends go on bike rides.
Well, why not try to start a new club with them?
That sounds like a great idea.
Question 57. What does the man say about soccer? Question 58. What will the man probably do?
それでは。リスニングテストのパート2を始めます。パート2では3つのモノログが流れます。パート2には問い59から問い64までの問題があります。それぞれのモノログに対して2つの質問が流れます。メモを取りながら聞いて正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Part 2 Monologues Monologue 1
Recently, a major travel agency opened its second hotel with robots as staff. The new location is near the Tokyo Disney Resort in Urayasu, Chiba Prefecture.The name of the hotel translates into English as The Strange Hotel. It is the company's first opening of a hotel staffed by robots in the Tokyo area. There are plans to launch 100 more robot hotels in the next 5 years in Japan and overseas. The chairman said that the aim of the hotel is not about being strange. It's about changing and improving. He also said,that by having robots in charge of the reception and placing robots everywhere, they are aiming to make it the most efficient hotel in the world. They decided on the location for the new hotel because it's near the Disney Resort. He said the entertainment aspect of the robot hotel matches the tastes of the people who visit the theme park. The original Strange Hotel opened in July 2015 near the Dutch theme park Huis ten Bosch in Nagasaki Prefecture. The reception desk there is handled by robots that speak Japanese, English, Chinese, and Korean. There are also porter robots that carry guests' luggage to their rooms.
Question 59. What is the main topic of this monologue?Question 60. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct? Monologue 2.
Kuchu Highland is located in the heart of Kyushu. It is where you find Kuchu Flower Park, which is 220,000 square meters in area. From spring to fall, over 500 kinds of plants bloom there. Walking through the park, you can enjoy a range of breathtaking scenery and feel relaxed and refreshed. The park is divided into five areas: the forest area, the country garden area, the flower fields area, the greenhouse, and the fruit field. The forest area is a wonderful place to take a walk and enjoy bird watching. The country garden area includes the rose garden, which has over 350 different types of roses. The flower fields area shows different kinds of flowers according to the season. For example, tulips in the spring, sunflowers in the summer, and cosmos in the fall. In the greenhouse, you can enjoy flowers all year round. In the fruit field, you can enjoy blueberry picking in August and September. If you become an online member of Kuchu Flower Park, they will send you all sorts of information about the park every Wednesday. You can learn not only about what kinds of flowers you can see, but also how the flowers are planted and what the staff members do during the winter season.
Question 61. Which area is the rose garden located in? Question 62. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct about Kuchu Flower Park? Monologue 3. How do you study English? There are a lot of people who find studying just one foreign language hard. But how about learning 23 languages? Timothy Doner, a 17-year-old high school student living in New York City, has become quite famous at his high school these days. Why has he become so famous? He can speak French, German, Japanese, Chinese, Swahili, and 18 other languages. So, how did he go about learning 23 languages? Timothy says it wasn't language that he was interested in at first. He was more interested in the history and the politics of other countries. He says the first foreign language he studied was French. As he listened to songs in that language, memorized their lyrics, and imitated their singing, he could start having conversations with people in French. He also says using the internet to communicate by email has been a big help to his language studies. But he says probably living in a multicultural city like New York has helped his language studies the most. Even if you don't live in New York, don't worry. There are still many ways you can enjoy learning foreign languages, so keep on trying. Who knows? Someday you may become like Timothy. Question 63. What is this monologue mainly about? Question 64. Which foreign language did Timothy Donner first study?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記用具を置いて試験官の指示に従ってください。